And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulsher.
Welcome to another episode of Move It Forward Monday, where we acknowledge life has its twists, its turns, its ups, its downs, its uh-ohs, and oh shits. But that's not stopping us. On Move It Forward Monday, we discuss both the philosophical and the tactical tips that you can take whatever it is you're trying to accomplish and move it forward. I am your host, Richard Otey. I am here with Mary Goulet and Steve Ulsher. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. How was your weekend?
All good.
All good. And Steve's here. He's popping back in. So today, one of the things, it's the new year. We're ready to move everything forward we've been working on. And one of the things that I wanted to cover is basically a topic I call your gifts are not gifts until they've been given. So what do I mean by that? I think talents and gifts kind of get confused. I think talent would go under the category in the Steve world of the DNA, like what's in your blueprint, right? That's what your talent. But I'm a believer that most talent ends up in the graveyard. It never turns into the gift that gets given to somebody else. And so, hence the title of, I think your gifts aren't gifts until they've been given. And so these people have talents, and they're things that they have, you know, abilities inside, but until they're actually taken from within and transferred to someone else via a product, a service, an idea, a thought, whatever it may be, I don't truly think it's a gift. It's just my opinion. And so first I wanted, before I go into a little detail, I wanted to hear your opinions on just talents and gifts and what your thought is on that in general.
I've never really thought about the definition, but what came to mind for me when you said the word talent was like an Olympic athlete has an insane talent for some sport. A gift is, I don't know. I don't even know now. You totally scratched my record.
You know how I define it.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
Yeah. So for me, the gift really has chosen you. It's not that what you have chosen and a talent you can choose.
I don't know if you can develop a talent, but the talent's in you.
And that's the delineation between a gift and a talent.
Okay.
Well, and it's part of why I brought this up is because, you know, it's the never-ending battle of the nature-nurture thing. And, you know, I'm one of the ones that thinks it's both. I think you believe it's both, too. We just come at it from two different angles. So let's hear.
When Simon Sinek and I were talking about the why versus the what, it may just be a semantical difference.
Exactly.
But, yeah.
So say it one more time. So
what I believe is that your gift, and you referenced the DNA, it's in the DNA. I mean, it's that which has chosen you as opposed to that which you have chosen. I mean, you can choose to deny the rest of the world that gift, but it's there, and whether or not you choose to cultivate a rich interior is completely, you know, up to you. And a talent is acquired skill. I believe that a talent is acquired skill. So that, to me, is like playing an instrument or learning how to be a good basketball player or whatever it might be. I mean, you can be an athletic. You can have the gift of athleticism, but until you apply that to something like basketball, you will not have acquired that basketball talent. But the natural gift is athleticism. You just apply it to that particular talent.
Got it. And so that's where I do think, again, semantics. I do think it's very similar. I think a lot of what we say is because where I'm going with it is you have this ability to do something that's in you, right? Mm-hmm. Forget whether we call it talent, gift, whatever. There's something that comes in your DNA. So what I refer to, I'll go back to my little notes here. So in nature, if we were to go back to my reference of the oak seed, the acorn, we know it's supposed to grow into an oak tree.
Mm-hmm.
And the DNA of the acorn knows it's supposed to grow to an oak tree.
It won't be a pear tree.
It won't. It won't be a sunflower seed. It won't be a rose bush. It won't be anything. No matter how much nurturing, law of attraction, whatever goes on that darn thing, it ain't going to change, right?
Yeah.
But yet, we can seriously affect the strength, the size, and the look of that oak tree with the nurturing.
Mm.
Like, completely change. That could have been the weakest little seed, and we treat it right, and that weak seed could be pretty badass oak tree, and vice versa, right?
Okay.
And so when I'm saying, I'm more saying don't let the the semantics on my side is don't let those things of which you've been given that you are good at and naturally excel at above other people, if you don't exchange that and give that to somebody else, mm-hmm. no one gets to experience that. Hence my comment of most talented place on the planet is the graveyard, in my opinion.
Wow.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of people with a lot of gifts that haven't become gifts mm-hmm. because they were never given. And, you know, we could have gone in different directions, but I kind of look through the whole thing. Like, a talent is something you can do. And with that talent, you provide a gift. You've also heard me say, I think it's always things behind the things. So say that's that athlete. It's not, do we really care about how fast that athlete runs? No, mm-hmm. there's something else behind it that we care about. We care about the determination that person put in, or the perseverance, or, you know, there's always something behind it, in my opinion, that we're really looking at. Mm-hmm. Do you really care how fast that guy ran?
Yeah, and I do think, to your point, if someone doesn't share the gift, it's like, you know, if a tree falls in the woods and no one is there to hear it, did the tree fall?
Yeah.
Or did it make a sound or whatever? Well, I guess it did fall, but did it make a sound?
Well, and it's hard to do it visually over audio and a radio, but, you know, I have this whole thing where it's like your gift is the thing you can do. The environment of the gift would affect. So let's say it's Christmas. Like, someone's expecting a gift, it's a little different than if you just gave a gift in a different environment where no one's expecting anything, mm-hmm. right? So then you got the package the gift came in, the type of thought that came behind the gift. So there's so many layers to it, but really what that we could talk about each aspect of it for a whole show. The main point for me to the audience on Move It Forward Monday is, the things that you love that you're good at, do them more. Do them with a smile. Do it as often as you can. And you don't need to know exactly what it's going to look like at the end. That is that journey part, right? The prize is in the process.
Mm-hmm.
That's the journey. There's no one at the end of all that. We're entrepreneurs, but we all know we're not going to be sitting on our dying bed and say, I wish I'd have been at the office one more day.
Right.
Not one of us. We all know this going in, but yet it's what we're thinking about all day. How do I put in more time? How do I put
right.
in? And so really, I think the real jewel is to put your time, effort, and energy into that which you are good at. Because when you find a way to succeed and be good at one thing, and you're good at noticing patterns and recognizing patterns, you can take that talent and apply it to multiple verticals across your life and move almost anything forward. So that brings us to the conclusion of Move It Forward Monday. Man, these fly by. But there's always something to do. So get out that tap dressing or tap shoes
My
or
tap
whatever,
shoes.
Whatever, your drumsticks, whatever it is, get on it, hit that talent, give your gift to the world.
Nice.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Ulscher, visit reinventionradio.com. One person has the power to change the world, impact millions of lives, and leave a legacy for lifetimes to come. That person is you. In the New York Times bestseller, What is Your What?,
Steve Ulcher, award-winning author and founder of the Reinvention Workshop, reveals his proven process that has helped thousands of men and women discover, share, and monetize the one thing they were born to do. Grab your free copy now at www.whatisyourwhat.com/free. That's www.whatisyourwhat.com/free.